Welcome back, Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Hitting the number one button when the auto attendant answers, and that'll put it right through into the studio. Text also 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture, you need to help explaining what project it is, or you're looking for product or material identification. We can help you that way. Mike's next on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hey, guys. Yeah. You know, Rosie, I was hearing what you're saying about getting rid of the news on Saturday mornings. Boy, I wish KTR would take your recommendation. Boy, that would be real nice to have.
We need to start a write-in campaign. No bad news.
I'll leave the charge.
No bad news will ever broadcast during the Rosie on the House 3-hour Saturday morning show. Let's start a mail-in campaign. Okay. All right.
Hey, Rosie, quick question. So I'm in McCormick Ranch. Got one of those all-brick houses built in the mid-70s. And, you know, the problem, it seems like we've got really smelly drains. Okay. I mean, I don't know why that is. It seems like about all of them, but especially in the bathrooms, it's just a real foul odor. And just wondering if you had any tips on something I could do to maybe treat that.
Okay. Mike, how long have you been in the house?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Has the problem always been there?
For most of the time, probably.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
remember in the beginning as much, but...
Okay. Now, does this have a peaked roof, or is it a flat roof home?
It's got a peak.
It's got a slope to it. Okay. Now, that's called a ridge line. The top of that peak is a ridge line. Does that ridge line run north and south, or east and west?
So the ridge line then would go north and south.
Okay. And on the north, okay, so on the east side of the roof, are there any plumbing vents sticking out of the roof?
Boy. You know what? I'm not at the house right now. I'll have to check on that.
Okay. The first thing I would have you do is, if you have any plumbing vents penetrating your roof on a sloped roof on the east side of the house or the north side of the house, I would tell you to go buy some ABS pipe, 4-inch ABS pipe, and extend all your vents 2 feet higher than they currently are and see if the problem solves itself. That's a $10 solution if you feel comfortable climbing on a ladder and walking on your roof. It's a $100 solution if you need to hire somebody to come do it. It takes all of about 15 minutes to take care of the whole problem. That very well may be all you need to do. You need to get the plumbing vent, the methane gas, up high enough above the roof that it carries the odor away. If that's not the problem, Jennifer, what's the product? He's not on a septic system. He's on sewer in McCormick Ranch. What's the product we use at home in our plumbing drains?
BioClean.
BioClean is an enzyme that actually eats the protein in your soil lines that are causing the stink. And where are you buying that, Jennifer?
I had to just get it off the internet last time. Sometimes some different plumbers will carry it.
Okay.
But you put it in at nighttime or when you're going to be away for a little while, you know, a couple of days, it's perfect. It has to kind of sit in there. And you just treat them once a month, you know, pour it down your kitchen sink and your toilets and your tubs. And I probably scared him half to death because I told him you and I just spent a bunch of money on our pipes. But we have septic. It's a little
different.
Well,
we have a 60-year-old home.
Yeah.
That uses a septic tank. And we actually had to recently line our waste lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, Mike, if you'll be the first one to write a letter to Bonneville, you're very close to me. I've got your phone number. I'll give you a call. We've got an employee we call the nose. We'll get the nose over to your house, sniff it out, take a look at the orientation of the home, take a look at the plumbing fixtures, and give you some very distinct recommendations that'll be little to no cost. So save his phone number. That's a follow-up for me to do next week. we'll get by Mike's house with the nose and sort him out. Because that is kind of a very aggravating situation.
Especially you don't want to live with that in your home.
Especially when you want to invite guests over. You've got to always explain it away. Like, I don't know where that came from. You can't blame it on the dog every time. All right. We're talking about how the pandemic has impacted remodeling. And I get this from a good friend of mine in Michigan, Mr. Ben Thompson, who also has a home improvement radio show on Saturday mornings with the Thompson Home Improvement Hour. And he got wind that I was looking for this kind of information. And he was saying, look, Rosie, here's some of the things that we're seeing from the new stay-at-home status. That you've got to take a look at the kitchen, and it has to be able to support cooking, eating, entertaining, homeschooling, homework, working from home, and watching TV. So that is continuing to drive the trend for kitchen remodeling about tearing down that load-bearing wall between your kitchen and the living room and opening that space up. It's in Arizona, that's a huge trend in kitchen remodeling. Get me out of this 8x10 footprint. Take this wall down and make me a part of the family's activities while they're in the family room. Oh, and while you're at it, give me some new cabinets, countertops, appliances. I'd like to move this here. And let's get rid of that fluorescent ceiling and get some recessed cans in here and update the lighting, the ventilation, and the appliances. Romy, when we started kitchen remodeling in Arizona in about 1976, and I went and met people about what they were going to spend on their appliances to remodel the kitchen, I could plug in $1,800, and you'd get a good refrigerator, a good dishwasher, a good cooktop, and a good double oven for $1,800. That's almost what you have to spend now for a decent dishwasher. Appliances have gone off the chart, and it's supply-side economics. They keep creating benefits to these appliances that once you learn, if you haven't shopped appliances in 10 years, it's going to blow your mind what they can do for you. Anymore, when I visit with someone about what they're going to spend on appliances in their kitchen, I can't even start that conversation at less than about $5,500 for decent appliances. And we've got people that spend $12,000 just on the refrigerator. And $18,000 or $20,000 on the gas professional grade ovens and cooktops. So appliances, I think what I'm seeing and what Ben Thompson is seeing as well, people are inching up in the appliance notches. Rather than just get something to get by on, they spring for that little bit extra level of luxury. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be cooking more. And I want this next level. So upgrading appliances is one of the trends that we're seeing in this pandemic.
And you've got combined appliances. You know, you have your fridge and freezer. You have your oven and range, your dishwasher. When are they going to have an appliance that, like, will do it all from start to finish?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a clumsy work triangle. You go from a work triangle to a work dot. You never have to move from this spot.
You make it a circular pattern. Make it around a round island.
Well, I also talked to John Reuter, our Rosie certified remodeler down in Tucson at Assurance Builders, and he's pretty much saying the same thing, that they're cooking more. The cabinet quality and the appliance quality he sees in this last year, people are taking the next step. So, John Reuter, if you're contemplating remodeling in Tucson, John Reuter at Assurance Builders, has been Rosie certified for a long time. He'd be a great resource for you to contact. And at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we deal with one particular cabinet line, and we deal with that one cabinet line for a reason. It's family-owned, 100% made in America, and when you call them for over 15 years, when you place the order, the cabinets will be built and delivered to your job in 3 weeks. Not 22 days, but 21 days. You can count on it as well as you can count on the sun coming up tomorrow morning. Let me give you an indication of what this pandemic has done. Wellborn Cabinets sent us a letter on Monday of last week and said for the first time in our history, with the surge of orders we're getting and the COVID-19 work protocol in the factory, we are going to have to extend our delivery date as much as 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so I called Wellborn and I said, guys, is this coming in from all over the country or is it one particular area? And they said the only area that isn't surging off the charts right now is the far northeast. And the west is bonkers beyond believable. And I talked to a mortgage guy. He said, Rosie, I can tell you 7 out of 10 mortgages we're looking at funding right now, this can make you cry, are Californians coming to Arizona.